Sanspants Radio may be a reason why all the doors are closed.
Hey everyone, have you ever wanted to see your favorite D&D crew do D&D live? Well, on the 28th of May at Next Level Games in Preston, me, Ali, and Zamet will be running a dungeon live, designed by everyone's favorite Italian stallion, Adam Kuchiku. Tickets are limited, but there are still some available, and there's no age restriction, so get in bloody quick! Details of how to do what I just said to do are in the show notes below this episode. Also, one more thing, our sister show, Plumbing the Death Star, has recently released a USB cassette tape like we did with D&D that one time. It's got 135 eps, some of which have yet to be released, as well as 30 episodes of movie maintenance and a 7-hour special bonus role-playing adventure using Dinosaur Park, the 1985 tabletop RPG, winner of the Gary Gygax Award for Sickness and center of a satanic panic in 1989. Exclusive bloody as. All of the details for all that are in the show notes, so check it out. Sick. Also, I guess Patreon is sick and it's full of bonus shit. Give it a bloody looky-loo. Enjoy the show, you dirtbags.
That's a classic.
I think it's a classic. Meat in a sandwich. Bye. Hey, everybody, and welcome to another episode of Shut Up a Second. I'm Jackson Bailey.
I'm Allie Kathleen.
And I'm Joel Zammett.
Today's topic is playing cards. Was this your card?
Oh, that's a good one.
Yours is the only playing card noise that any of us did. Thwip Thwip is Spider-Man thwipping about. So if you had to choose a king, queen, and a jack from the animal kingdom, so the king of animals, queen of animals, jack of animals, and Joker, let's chuck that in there.
Done.
What were those animals?
Joker's a toucan.
Oh, yes, it is. Toucans are sly as fuck.
Yep, so they're just always laughing at me, I'm assuming. They look like they would be laughing.
Toucans, how, their beak is like...
Laugh?
The size of, does any animal?
It's a kookaburra.
The kookaburra.
And the kookaburra doesn't laugh. The kookaburra just makes a sound that sounds like
a jackal.
The kookaburra's not like, that's a funny. The hyena doesn't laugh.
What about a jackal?
A jackal doesn't laugh.
Actually, I do know this. Mice laugh.
Yes, really? That's true. If you tickle a mouse, he has a giggle.
Yeah.
Oh, that's cute. Oh, that's super cute.
Monkeys would laugh.
Actually, have we tickled all the animals?
I think most animals do laugh.
Wow.
I said like a fact. I'm like, no, I don't know that for sure.
Please
primates,
don't quote me on
I
that.
Would assume.
Dolphins, I feel like, would.
Yeah.
But where?
That's
the
because
fuck?
They know that life is a joke.
Exactly. Dolphins are laughing at us.
Yes, they are.
Where's a dolphin ticklish? Like, if someone was like, tickle this dolphin, where would you go?
Under the chin.
Under the belly.
Ah, wise. All of it underneath. Wherever they're soft.
Yeah, wherever I would pat a puppy is where I would tickle a dolphin.
Exactly. Pat a puppy everywhere.
Correct. I would tickle that dolphin good.
Everywhere.
Do dolphins have ears?
No.
Do they just have holes?
I'm like, no, they won't do that.
I feel like they have holes.
Something like when an animal has holes for ears, I always, like an underwater animal, I'm like, what if something swam in? Like, what if you're a dolphin? You're like, and then like a little fish is like, oh, I'm in your brain.
Yeah, maybe. That's
is that not like a worry for them?
I must be. Can they, because they are, if they have holes, can they? Do they have like little things that they can,
oh,
like,
they can probably
seal
up the flap.
Like
the
we have hole. Eyelids. Do they have ear flap holes?
I think they do. Because I know lizards that have ear holes do.
Oh, sick. I want them
but you can
so
still
much.
Stick your fingers in if you
of
want.
Of course.
Like, if you need to just wrangle a dolphin, like, catch one. That's probably a good way. Leap on its back and just shove your fingers in its ears.
Nah, blowhole. Like a bowling ball.
Oh,
yes.
Goodness.
I feel like that's a good way. Like, if they did, like, penguin, wow. No, dolphin rodeo. That's probably how it would go
dolphin
down.
Dolphin would hate it.
Yeah.
I think they spent a lot of money, time, and research trying to communicate with dolphins.
That's the fucking best.
Yeah.
Have you ever heard that dolphin that could imitate a man?
Yeah.
No.
Oh, it's creepy as fuck.
It's like, oh, it's messed up. It doesn't know what it's saying because it's an idiot.
Someone wanted to classify dolphins as non-human people, something like that.
What?
Really?
Like mutants?
No, basically it's like because they're very smart and very intelligent. They're just like non-human people.
I wouldn't say like they're pigs. On the same level, though.
Wait.
No.
Well, pigs aren't.
No, pigs,
pigs
are like
as clever as a
3-year-old. I think a dolphin might be clever as like a 48-year-old old wise man.
Whoa.
Fact. No, I have no idea. I'm pretty sure like dolphins can be quite intelligent.
Yeah.
I would be interested to see
but
what they're...
But they pack rape, so there's that.
Yeah, I was going to say, aren't they kind of the monsters who have sex for fun?
Yeah, dolphins, but dolphin sex, as I feel like I've said many times, is
I
just like...
I have not listened to this point. What did
so
you just
So if you can
do?
Imagine listeners, two hands, just
smashing
slapping together.
Together,
just like... Once. One and done. They're one pump chumps. They, they slam their junk together and
so
swim
So when they
off.
Ejaculate, I think it's like a shotgun blast.
Yeah.
Ooh, my
so if you're blowing a dolphin, you don't want to let them finish
Dodge,
in your mouth.
Basically.
Fuck,
let them finish at your temple so that you die. Because you've had sex with a dolphin and you want to end it. He's about to ejaculate. Like,
there was
okay,
that
okay,
fucking...
okay, by the temple.
Because there was that website where a guy wrote a book about the time I blew a dolphin, fucked a dolphin.
Yeah.
And that was one of the...
people arced up, they're like, nah, you die.
And this was one of the things he wrote, was like, nah, you got to dodge. He's like, Jesus.
It seems like a risk every time you pleasure a dolphin orally.
That's true. Yeah. Or any, really anywhere.
Yeah, best not.
Best not. Avoid.
If that's what you were thinking of doing. So King,
speaking
King,
of...
Yeah.
No, let's go on like a dolphin fucking battle.
Yeah, all right, I'm here.
Trail of thought
Why
here.
Why do I come here?
there was, again, that test that they did where it was like a woman living with a dolphin.
Oh, yeah.
And the dolphin would not get anything done because like it almost like fell in love or lust or whatever with this female researcher. And he would get nothing done until she jerked him off. And
oh,
so
gross.
That was part of their thing. It was a big ethic thing to be like, what have we done?
What do we do here?
Stop. I don't like this.
Well, I mean, was she okay with jerking off the dolphin?
I think she was just like, well, we got nothing. He just kept bumping me. Like, you could get nothing done because it was like a weird situation where they...
Were they like at SeaWorld or whatever?
No, it was like a house they built because they were trying to, again, get communication going with dolphins.
Oh, this was still trying to talk to them.
I'm pretty sure. Could be wrong. But it's to do with a communication study. Or like living with dolphins and how they sort of, and it was about trying to teach him a dolphin language and that kind of stuff. And so the whole house was basically flooded. So if you can think of a normal house,
yeah.
But flooded so that the dolphin could swim around.
That's amazing.
And so it's just like, we could get nothing done unless we just jerked off this dolphin.
Was it just the one lady?
I want to say yes. She was interviewed on like Radiolab not that long ago.
Did they ask
well.
Her how it felt?
No. I can't imagine.
That's on the forefront of my mind. Was it slick?
I can't imagine.
It's smooth.
Well, there's also in Motorcycle Diaries, if you've seen that, the film about Che Guevara before he becomes the icon Che Guevara. He goes to this place and they're talking about, like, when you fuck a dolphin, what you got to do is you got to kill it because when it clamps up, it doesn't release your penis. I know a lot about dolphin fucking,
you
guys.
You do.
I don't know why, but it just happened.
Great. Sounds like of all the animals to fuck, dolphins come with the most inherent risk. Though.
They do. You either got to like take a shotgun blast to the mouth or wherever, yeah. Or you got to kill a dolphin to get your tackle back.
Sounds like best not.
Yeah.
Again, like we've come to that conclusion one more time. Just don't.
Just don't. Look, just when you're thinking about it, don't.
Exactly.
Go find a human lady.
Get a human
or
lady
man,
to dress
whatever.
Up like a dolphin
if
or a human fella. You make him dress up like a dolphin.
If
and
that's
you just,
your bag, go nuts.
You know, they can. And nobody can do a really good dolphin.
No, oh, that's
no
like
I'm sure people
horrible.
Can.
That was like a bird. Oh,
whoa!
Hey,
yours is like a baby goat. None.
Hang on. You're just like the fucking Nazgul.
It'd be really scary, doesn't it? A dolphin open his mouth. Okay. Like, like oh, okay. Not a dolphin.
No, goodbye.
Not a dolphin is coming to me
oh,
for the ring.
Oh, clearly a nightmare. Oh, okay. I'm just, oh, yeah. What was that? You just, I'm going to suck your dick so you can just blow off my fucking
shotgun
head.
Shotgun blast to the back of my head.
Done. Jesus.
But no, animal
anyway,
kings.
Animal kingdom kings.
So people have, I would say, people would say the lion was the
king. I don't know,
king.
But I don't want to. I felt like a trap.
It did, yeah.
That felt like a QI system where I was going to be like, yeah. Like lying. You're like, dun, 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 dun.
fuck with.
I'm so sorry, Stephen Fry.
You called him Steve McFry.
I'm sorry.
Steve McFry.
I'm sorry, I thought your name was McFry.
Okay, I got it though.
Okay, shoot.
Whale? Pufferfish, penguin, octopus,
why
in that order.
Oh, one was the... Okay, so the octopus is the joker.
Yeah.
Yeah, no. He's got hands.
He is the puppy of the ocean. I love it.
Yeah, yeah. Whenever I think of an octopus, its arms are going all crazy, like the vacuum cleaner.
Yeah, yeah.
Air guy.
Wait, huh? What? I accepted
sorry.
That real blindly, but now I want to return.
Wacky, waving, inflatable, flailing
yes,
arm shooting.
Oh, okay.
All
that right. Was the vacuum cleaner. Well, I mean, yeah.
Because I always remember that being at the vacuum cleaner place. I don't know where
an octopus being at the vacuum cleaner?
No, the wavy arm man.
Oh, okay, yep.
Yeah,
yep,
and
yep.
That's what I pitch out. So that's
yeah,
the joker.
No, he's a joker. He's a yep. It reminds me of Mr. Tickle, and that's good.
No, yep, all right.
And the whale just feels like it doesn't care.
And
he
whales are
around.
Big. And I want a big king.
If he was shitty with anything, he'd just open his mouth and keep swimming.
Oh. Yeah.
What's a regal animal?
Well, okay,
I'm thinking...
I'd say flamingos.
Lemur?
Oh, nah, flamingos.
Libra?
Lemur?
Did you say lemur?
Lemur. Meerkats, you'd make the meerkats
are the subject.
What's the one like? Is it the Madagascar one with like the long
lemur.
Tail?
Yeah,
it's a lemur.
Lemur. So I reckon that is a king.
All right.
Why?
I don't know why.
Is it little?
I don't know why, Ali. That's just
big
the
animals.
Way it's going.
Big animals for
king. Big doesn't necessarily mean the king.
Wow.
Hang on, but imagine you're in a medieval village and they're like, time to see the king, and he's this waif of a man. You're going to be like,
a lemur.
I want a big fat king.
Gorilla.
Yes. Perfect. There ding, ding, go. Ding. We have a winner.
And a fat gorilla vote.
Yes.
Now that I'm thinking about how I want my king to be like, I'm looking at the mushroom.
Yuck.
Slather me in blood.
I'm going to go please my consorts. Just butter them up everywhere.
Imagine a real buttery gorilla. It's kind of the foulest.
But I kind of love it.
Then who's your queen?
A flamingo. I reckon a flamingo is a good queen.
Yeah.
A bottled up flamingo getting pleasured by a gorilla is
peacock.
So good.
Peacock.
No, peacock's a good
peacock
jack.
Good. What? Why?
Yeah, no, I see that. Like a dude peacock.
Like a dandy.
No, a girl peacock, so it's not that interesting.
No, guy peacock.
Girl peacocks are boring.
Like, I always feel like the...
They are. They are a boring fowl.
Boy peacocks have the cool tail. Girl peacocks ain't got shit.
But I always feel like the jack is the black sheep of the family. As well,
I always think a jack's like a duke.
Yeah, I went dandy, hence peacock.
I always thought it was like king, queen, making all the. No, I'm thinking of Alice in Wonderland.
Yep.
Go on.
Wow, that's kind of amazing.
Well, the jack does steal the lemon. No, raspberry tarts.
Sorry. Ali, tell us the story of Cinderella.
I said Alice in Wonderland. So.
Either or right now.
Tell us the story
Doesn't
of Alice
the jack
in Wonderland.
Steal the raspberry tarts? That's the whole court case. That's the whole thing where, like, Alice, it all leads up to off with his head. Oop, that's a hiccup.
I'll take your word for it. Sure, I don't. My Alice in Wonderland game is quite weak.
Exactly.
So,
is on point as long as no one questions it.
That's pretty good.
I'm going to say King Centipede.
Mm-hmm. Oh, good.
Yeah, because those guys are powerful.
More legs, more power.
Exactly. Mm-hmm. Queen, let's go Anaconda.
Why?
No, they got a regalness about them. They got a kind of dark beauty.
Yeah. I see it.
They got an unjack
stingray.
Yeah, right.
Okay. Now imagine a centipede and a snake
just making
hitting
sweet
it off.
I've seen them kill each other, but
what about your Joker?
Yeah, who's a Joker?
Who's your Joker? Oh, one of those.
I'm thinking.
Joker. Why do I keep thinking of Pokemon? Not even joking. I'm like, Ditto? And I'm like, no, that's a Pokemon. Beedrill? What?
It's still a Pokemon.
Woodpecker.
Woodpecker.
Jackson slamming his mouth into the microphone.
All right, good.
Woodpecker.
I'm still going to go toucan.
You're going to go for... did we say toucan?
Yeah, that was his original. Oh. Because a toucan's beak is as big as its body, and that's great and impractical.
There's a person on YouTube that has like a pet toucan.
That's awesome.
And it features in their videos, and it pleases me.
There's a guy on Instagram who has a pet capybara.
Oh, adorable.
Like a giant guinea pig.
That's my Joker.
Those things are great. They seem like they always have a like
business
to attend.
No, kangaroo. Perfect Joker, because they're useless as shit.
Platypus. Why did I miss that? But I went for a sea theme.
Now, platypus could be a good, like, jack.
Mm, true.
Yeah.
Yeah, he's got a bit of regalness.
If you go, because we're like, all somewhat semi-themed, I went birds and a gorilla. Yeah. You went aquatic. Jack went, I don't know what jack.
Pokemon at the end.
Jack went long things and Pokemon. So,
I did go long things. Good for me.
So Australian, if we're doing like an Australian-only deck. Yeah. So either kookaburra would be the Joker?
Yeah.
Unfortunately.
Emu, queen.
Emu is a good queen.
I don't think...
Kangaroo
think
is a shit king.
Yeah.
No, because of this.
What are you doing?
I know. When the kangaroos, when they scratch themselves, and they do like, this.
Uh-oh. Okay. Yeah, I don't know if
scratch their chest.
Listeners, I don't know if you can hear it, but it looks ridiculous.
That's what kangaroos do.
Okay, they get their fists. Okay, listeners, we're going to play kangaroo.
Oh, for God's sake.
Ball your hands into fists.
Yes. All right, we'll do it.
Okay, now lean back. Okay.
Yeah.
Now I want you to slam one of your fists down onto your chest and then drag it down towards your dick or vagina. That's a kangaroo. When they're trying to fucking psych someone out, they're like, yeah, fuck off, mate.
Then one with like this open fist and kind of like is scratching themselves. They also do the...
Yeah, that's true. Where they like scratch themselves to the side. Kangaroos are great.
No, they're annoying and I hate them.
I had to house sit for a kangaroo once. No, that's...
Hang on.
Kangaroos can't own property under Australian law, Ali.
I know that. No.
Explain yourself. Show your working.
I can't. I use a red pen. No. I was house sitting years ago and the guy had a pet kangaroo.
Okay.
And he just raised it from when it was injured. And it used to, during the day, it would hang out with all the big kangaroos. And then at night, it would just sleep in the dog's bed. And every morning,
cute.
I had to feed it dog biscuits.
When I was seven, adorable. We looked after a kangaroo named Cookie, who then died because it was a piece of shit. It shat everywhere and we all fucking hated it. And then we looked after another kangaroo called Biscuit, who died. We hated it and it shat everywhere.
You're all the same kangaroo. And you've just gotten confused, like someone called a biscuit and someone called a cookie.
No, we had two graves in the backyard. Oh, my goodness. We also looked after a galah whose name was, I think, Tom or Jeffrey, who was a piece of shit. And he didn't die, but he...
He shat everywhere.
And he flew away. This is when we lived in a little Aboriginal community up in the Northern Territory. Mm-hmm. And he flew away and he just lived on the power lines. Like, we just see him around town and you walk past him and he'd be like... And you're like, fuck off, Tom. And those are the animals I've owned.
That's a pretty good story.
Yeah. All right.
I think, yeah, kangaroo.
Kangaroo for king. Mm. Emu for queen. Platypus for Jack. Oh, yeah, and the Aussie joker, kookaburra.
That's a good deck.
Nah, wombat for king.
Wombat for king.
Fuck off, kangaroos. They are a pest, by the way. All you international listeners, you're like, oh, kangaroo's great. No, they're a pest.
Nah, they hit my car.
Yeah,
also known as I hit them with my
car. They're dumb as shit as well.
In your country, probably have deer. They're our deer.
Yeah.
So we see them on the side of the road. Right? No, not if you live in a place with deer, though. People are like, fucking deer. Oh, yeah. They will run out in front of your car and end your life.
Mm.
Yeah, fuck kangaroos.
They'll just like come onto the side, into the road. They'll like, you'll drive up to them. They'll just look you dead in the eye, scratch themselves. And then maybe move.
And if you catch one in your headlights, they do this stupid thing where they don't like going out of the light. So you just have to drive with it jumping
really
in front
slow.
Of your car because it's like,
oh, this
is this a way?
Oh, look at this. It's a beam where I need to go. And then they just hop along. And you're like,
and then when you slow down, they slow down.
I like when you're driving along and you see a kangaroo like at the side of the road. And it's like about to jump and you're like, don't fucking do it. And it's like. Should I? I'm a fucking do it. Oh, shit.
Dead. They just do this weird look on their face. Like, you almost, they're startled and you've caught them doing something they shouldn't do.
Yeah.
And they're like,
like a child.
What?
That's just put paint all over the walls.
Exactly. Oh, it wasn't me.
Don't know what you're talking about. So, playing card history.
Yes.
I want to talk about tarot cards. Have you guys ever had your cards read?
No.
I think maybe once when I was a teenager.
Really? But how did it go?
Oh, I was a load of good, reliable
like that you're like, oh no, that's right. Jackson loves tarot cards.
I think it's trash.
I think it's nonsense.
Like, dumb and kind of like cold calling.
I don't really remember it, but I remember it being like a horoscope. It's like, there are things in your future and in your past. And I'm like, oh, okay.
As a kid.
Have you lost someone maybe starting with A,
B, C,
a G, a K, a C.
Did you lose someone with a name?
Queenie. You know someone.
I have a dog called Sam. Sam, did he die? No, he's just unwell. Oh, look after Sam.
I reckon we should give a go. I'm going to try and cold read Zammit.
All right.
Zammit, so there you know someone.
Yeah.
Somebody who lives...
Yeah.
Far away. Nowhere near here.
Uh-huh.
And they...
Like one of my brothers in the Northern Territory.
The cards say that your brother in the Northern Territory, and he wants you to know that he's...
Is he happy?
He's happy.
Oh, that's so good
he's
to know that Justin's happy. Oh,
Justin, that is also his name. I know that from the spirits. Uh-huh. I like that this stopped being me doing a tarot reading. It just became me psychically trying to tell you what was going on. I think there was a period of time when I was a kid where I really liked tarot.
I like the idea of them.
I think, and
I like the pictures.
But here's the weird thing, gang. I don't remember liking them. I just know I have a lot of tarot sets.
Huh.
So... either I must have liked him and I've forgotten it, or there was a certain point in my life where everybody assumed I liked tarot cards, and that's still the gift I got.
Listeners should know how much of a weird kid you were, so that would be a good assumption.
I know, like, if you saw tarot cards, you'd be like, yeah, Jackson seems like... I seem like I was the kind of person who would have gone through a Wiccan phase.
Oh, yeah. I'm Jackson the Druid, I'd be like, yeah.
You'd be like, yeah, sure, that's... That I get sense. It.
Read my runes. throw some bones on the table.
Sandman's like editor, TDB, does tarot card
reading. Of
course
he does.
Classic.
Mm-hmm.
He's never read my tarot, but sometimes he gives it as a birthday gift.
Mm.
Cheap.
So...
Calling you out, TDB.
He doesn't give you the cards. Funny. He just says, I'll read them for you.
He just gives you a reading.
Oh.
Cheap. Well,
cheap. How often does TDB listen to the show?
TDB's going to listen to this and get so mad at me. He's going to be like, Jackson, why would you bring that up?
Because you're cheap and I hate my last birthday present.
That was a bad gift.
Please give me a $50 Coles voucher.
TDB, if I can choose to know what's coming in my future or I can buy groceries from Coles, I'll choose groceries from Coles. Would you like to know, say tarot was real, like they're like, we can tell you what's going to happen in your future. Would you take that?
No, I've watched enough episodes of Smallville to know that's a bad plan.
I thought you were going to say Charmed. Smallville.
Oh, yeah. That's a better option. I watched Charmed as a kid, but I don't remember anything other than all their names start with P. Mm.
Prue. That is what I am giving to the table, and that is where I leave.
Good.
Prue?
I think
that's one of their names,
Piper,
right?
I was the only one who I feel like didn't go on and do other roles.
Priscilla?
No.
Queen of the Desert.
No, there was Prue. There was Prue, Piper, and Phoebe, and then
who was banging an angel?
That
would be Buffy
Piper.
The Vampire Slayer.
No, it was Piper. No, that's I know a lot more about Charm than I thought. Prue,
because she freezes him for sex reasons, which I thought was super great.
No, that's Prue. Nope, sorry, Piper marries a white lighter. I don't know what that
means. Yeah, that. I think he's an angel.
And they
but
have
basically
a baby.
He freezes her. Him.
Nope.
No, she freezes him and then just uses him as a sex toy.
That's
or it's at least heavily implied that is that he? Is what happens. And he's down for it.
All right.
He's like, whenever she frees someone, he's like, look, we do that in bedroom, but that's under consent. This is not good. He's just like, wow.
Goodness,
Charlie. I missed all of that as a child.
I remember recently I was away somewhere with my girlfriend and she'd gone to bed and I was watching Charmed and it was this real spooky episode where one of them kept wishing for a handsome man to come and take her away, but then one manifested and he was real scary.
Uh-huh.
That's my story.
Did you get scared?
I did. I was I was staying in your holiday house, Zammit, and like earlier that day, a light had gone on, and we don't know who turned it on. And my partner's in bed, and I'm watching Charmed, and I keep glancing over at the door, being like, what if our spooky boyfriend comes?
It is not outside the realm.
It gave me the willies, not going
to
lie.
Fair. It is next to a park, that house.
Mm.
Easy to just jump that fence
spooky
and get
boyfriend.
A spooky boyfriend.
No. I don't even remember what he did. I think he just came up and was like, you dreamt me. And she's like, yep. Classic job.
Yeah, that's
super good. But yes, I would. Would I? I don't care. I don't know if it was real. But I think if it became the norm, if everyone was like, no, it's real, get it done, I'd be like, yeah, I guess it makes sense to. Can I rebel against it? What if I'm like, nah, don't let that future.
Nobody's going to stop. Oh, no. Yeah.
Every movie that has like a destiny, it always sort of weirdly works out. The same destiny.
I think it would take the pressure off.
It'd be kind of nice.
Oh, although...
That's you, though. You're like, someone's going to tell me how my life goes. I don't need to stress about it anymore.
Well, yeah.
Excuse me while I go back and sit down and watch Netflix.
So if someone was like, Ali, I've checked your tarot cards. You got the stinky man, the wet dog, and the hole in the ground.
It sounds promising.
And it turns out you're going to be a millionaire. Absolutely, that's your destiny. You don't need to do a thing. Are you still going to worry? Are you just going to let it happen?
But then...
Yeah.
I feel like it won't happen then.
You are going to die next tarot. You are going to die.
You're like, oh.
You are going to die. Yeah, well, I guess they got that right.
Hey, look, the spirits.
I guess they're not wrong.
What?
Can't believe I paid you $50 for this.
Tarot reader just like,
I do not know how tarot cards work, but I would imagine that.
Lying.
Oh. Yeah, actually, yeah.
Yeah. What did you think? We were going to be like, so basically the
they just commune with the spirit. They look at. So what happens is they shuffle the deck, mm-hmm. and then they give it to you to shuffle that deck.
Yep.
And because you've imbued your own life essence and force into that deck of cards, and then you give it back to them and you split it, and because you've touched it, they are able to pull out certain cards that are connected to you, and depending on the type of cards, that's your future.
It's kind of amazing.
Lies, Allison. It's all just lies.
What I was going to say, in this universe that it does work.
Okay.
All right. That I would have imagined that when you pull the cards out, they would be based on your current life decisions. So it would be like, you're a millionaire because you're thinking, I don't know.
Just burped into the mic.
It's fine. I was eating marshmallows before. You weren't looking.
I know. I gave you a look. Hit the fucking blocker. Like, yeah, no.
I did. That was an accident. I'm sorry. Anyway.
Hit it again. No, good.
I didn't mean it. I was trying to fix it. Oops.
Yeah. Give me the marshmallows.
Yeah. Goddamn sons of bitches.
They're tiny ones.
They are.
Yeah.
So they're coming out a cardboard shell on top of the listeners. They're called White Mini Mallows by Schmallows. 99% fat free.
Now he's knocked everything over, giving it back to me. Now I'm going to eat it because it makes Zemet mad.
You got facts for Zemet.
I was talking about tarots, but all right.
Tarot cards.
Tarot cards.
Yeah, anyway.
Parrot cards.
I ate the marshmallows. I would have thought that if it says you're going to be a millionaire, it's because I was about to start a business and it was my current work ethic. But if it was like, you're going to be a millionaire and I stopped doing anything, doesn't that...
Say the way the cards work is that this is absolutely your destiny.
Time is immutable.
Time is immutable. This will happen to you no matter what you do. You are destined.
That's really predestination, isn't it?
Well, yeah, well, but that's what I'm saying.
That's what tarot reading is. We're reading the future. This is your future.
It's not a...
Then I stand by my decision. I don't want to know.
Well, fair enough.
I would. You?
I don't want to know.
But
the thing is, what if you do turn the cards and it's just like you're gonna be that? You're gonna be dead.
You're gonna be dad.
You're gonna be dad. Oh,
you're gonna be dad, and then you're gonna be dead, and you're like, oh, well, shit.
Dad, damn.
No,
I'll just never have a kid. Done.
Exactly. Turns out you
joked on you.
Already had one.
Had a kid. Secret, sneaky kid.
Oh, man.
No, but I think if I don't think I'd mind. Like if they were like, Jackson, you're gonna die. I'd be like, well, I was gonna die anyway.
Well, exactly. That's my point.
Whatever.
Tarot
like
reading dumb. If they were like, you're going to die hit by a bus, I'm like, can I prevent this? No. All right.
But what if they're like, you're going to die alone?
Well, Allie.
No matter who's with you, we all die alone. Stop it.
Everybody dies alone.
They do this.
You're
to me
born
all the
alone,
time.
You die alone. All Everybody is a cog in the meat machine.
I hate
Allie.
It when they do this. I really hate it.
You remember apes? Where apes are put on shoes. It's the only difference.
What is it? We're all meaty skeletons.
We're all skeletons and meat.
Yeah,
we're gross all, meat. That's humanity.
All meat.
Think about it like
gross
this,
meat
Allie.
Machine.
Neanderthals, which were a lot cleverer and bigger than us, survived infinitely longer than we ever will. We're done. Humanity has another good 1 million, 2 million. I'm writing us off.
Is that what your tarot cards say, Jackson?
That's what my tarot cards say.
Yeah, okay.
So what's the history of tarot cards? Is that what you've bought them up?
Oh,
no. Not really.
You're just going to say TDB does it and he does it shit.
Just calling TDB cheap.
That's all I brought up to do. Well, the thing is, I looked up the history of playing cards and it was pretty boring. It was just sort of like they're invented...
In China, yeah.
In China.
12th century?
Yep, and it's like, okay, neat, I guess. Then, like, different cards were added and removed. They called...
What? What other cards were added?
Originally didn't have jokers. Jokers were added down the track. Yeah, that's what I mean. Like, it's not interesting. You're just like, oh, okay.
Okay. I thought when you had, like, they got added, so there was, like, a Duchess card, and there was a...
There is a certain deck of cards, and again, like, I called TDB out before, but I'll call him in the opposite direction now, because he's quite a clever man. But he was telling me the other day about, it's like a deck of cards that instead of having like 10, 9, 8, 7, it just has a lot of different like roles. So it's like king, queen, jack, duke, duchess.
All with different values.
I guess if
you were living in that hierarchy, it would be very easy to realize that a lord is below a duke.
Yeah, exactly. It's like classism, the cards.
Yeah.
It's the best.
That's kind of cool. Yeah, that's kind of all right.
Because I have like a 500 deck and they go up to like 13 and then it's king, queen.
That's cool.
Yeah. A different set of cards? It isn't just...
Yeah, it's called the 500 deck because like I used to play 500 a lot. It's a very fun game.
I know that's a game and everyone's
so
like, yeah,
fun.
I love playing 500.
Oh, I love 500.
And to me, I'm just like, there's cards.
No, you can. It's easy to play. It's a lot of fun.
But yeah, because if you're playing with bigger numbers and bigger groups, you kind of need to be able to go up to, say, 13.
Ah, mm-hmm. Yeah.
And that's why you have a deck of cards.
Because I thought, like, the king was
10.
13.
No, it's like 10, 11, 12, 13, then
Jack. Oh, Jack, okay. Queen, king.
All right, then. Yes.
That's awesome. Mm. There you go. You got any facts for us?
Oh, do I ever? Because, of course, everyone loves playing cards.
Who doesn't?
So I got, like, so many facts. Each of the suit on the deck of cards represents the four major pillars of the economy in the Middle Ages.
What? Oh, can I guess them?
Yeah. Yes. So heart
is blood.
Oh. Spade.
Shovels.
clubs.
Well, clubs.
And diamonds.
Oh.
Really? You're going to question that one?
Mines.
Let's see if Allie does any better.
Okay.
Hearts.
Religion.
Spades.
I'm still going to say gardening, yeah.
All right. Clubs.
Fancy balls.
Armies.
Diamonds.
Nobility, yeah.
Ah, well, stop, honestly, you came so close. Oh, right? Like, heart is represents as the church.
Yes.
So you got that one. Clubs represent agriculture.
Yes, I was going to say.
You got the. And spades represent military. You switch them around.
Why do spades represent military?
I don't know. You'd think, because think actually, clubs, military, no, spades.
I think it's like the spade concept. Symbol on a lot of old uniforms and shields. I could have imagined that.
No, I think that's true.
That could, again, be Alice in Wonderland.
Potentially.
And diamonds?
Diamonds, the merchant class.
Fuck. I don't know if that was close or not, but I'm going to take it as a win.
Nobility, merchant
Jackson.
Class, not even a little
what
bit.
What do you mean, the opposite?
Yeah.
I was closer with mine.
I was closer with mines.
Not much close.
No. The King of Hearts is the only king without a moustache.
Oh, that's the best. Is he considered less of a king?
I would, in my eyes, yes.
Exactly.
Hearts is the highest, isn't it?
No. Yeah, when you're playing on most cards.
Oh, yeah.
Clubs is the lowest. Does it go clubs, spades? Does it go black, red?
No. I think it goes like...
black, red, red.
Either like clubs, spades,
diamonds, hearts. Mm.
Yeah.
Or I might have mixed up my clubs and spades, but yeah.
I want to know, speaking of... Yeah, I know. I'll take that off the bat. So we always think like clubs and spades are black and then diamonds and hearts are red. At what point did we stop having red and white as chess sets, like the red queen and the white queen, and now we have black and red?
That's
we
a good...
had a red and white queen?
Again, I was wondering.
I don't know how...
There's the red queen.
But see, the thing is, Ali, in Alice Through the Looking Glass, that's all based on chess. And in that,
that's what I'm saying.
The white queen.
Yes, and the red queen.
Is that... I thought she was a black queen.
No, it's still the Red Queen, I'm pretty sure. And I think a lot of, I'm feeling, DC has the Red Queen.
Does it?
Yeah, based on Smallville. I watched someone was the Red Queen.
Well, Marvel has the White Queen and the Black Queen in the Half-Life because it's all about chess.
But I am sure that it used to be the Red Queen, the White Queen, which was
that's
chess.
It. Well, I don't know.
Look, I couldn't tell you, mate.
Oh, no, I was going to say it's the same with ants. No, but that's red ants and black ants.
Yeah, no, white ants.
No, I don't know. Someone should look that up.
Yeah.
A card of decks is statistically random with 5 interlocking shuffles.
What the fuck is a card of decks?
A deck of cards. Statistically random. Whatever. You got that. 5 shuffles, good. Yes?
Yeah, done.
No, I don't understand.
It's just random. Every time you shuffle the 5 times, it's all random because there's so many.
Yeah.
Whatever.
Isn't it like you when you shuffle a deck, it's almost like...
It's like statistically impossible to be able to have the exact same
Yeah, it's
shuffle.
Like chances are you've got something that's never been shuffled before.
Yeah.
It's kind of crazy.
But
Each king in a deck of playing cards represents a great king from history.
Yeah.
There you go.
So spades is King David. Clubs is Alexander the Great.
My favorite.
Hearts is Charlemagne.
Oh. Is that like in a traditional deck?
And diamonds, Julius Caesar.
There you go.
Yes, and what do you mean? What?
Like as in your normal deck of cards that you go to the casino or the supermarket.
Yeah.
And just get normal, either red or black or white or blue backs and some crisscross design and then flip it out.
Yeah.
Also the same thing for the queen, though. Queen of Spades is Pallas.
Classic.
Queen of Hearts is Judith.
Which we named palaces after.
P-A-L-L-A-S.
Well, it's changed when it was anglicized.
Of course. Queen of Diamonds is Rachel, either biblical, historical.
Mm-hmm.
Inventor of a haircut.
Queen of Clubs, Argyne? Possibly an anagram of Regina.
All right.
Which is Latin for queen.
Oh.
That's super good. Thank you, website.
Regina?
Sure.
Regina, maybe.
I don't know.
Run! Run, bombs!
That was my fault, listener.
Ali Kathleen, embarrassment.
The face cards, King, Queen, and Jack, are referred to as the court.
I did not know that, but it makes complete sense.
That's pretty reasonable.
There's a lot of other bullshit, which I could be correct, could just be bullshit.
Yeah.
But because, like, the four suits of the cards represent the four natural elements.
Okay.
So heart, water, club, fire, diamond, earth, spades, air. Or, if another people have been like, no, it represents the seasons.
I mean, if you take anything that's in a group of four, they're like, yeah, card decks represent, exactly, like seasons represent
the Beatles.
Card decks.
Mm.
Yeah, all right.
Hearts, Ringo. Diamonds, Paul.
Yeah.
I don't know the Beatles.
Spades.
So,
John Lennon.
John.
Was he in the Beatles?
Clubs.
Yeah. Fuck yes.
Was the last guy known?
George.
George.
Yeah.
Georgie boy.
So here's another one. Again, I don't know if this is like, here's some interesting facts. Here's some numbers which are bullshit, but I'm going to like spruik them out. So the two colors of the faces, red and black, represent day and night. Seven, so we consider ace as one, jack as 11, queen is 12, king is 13. Mm-hmm. The middle number between 1 and 13 is 7, the number of days in a week. Amazing.
Oh my God.
Oh, 12, the 12 court cards, so jack, queen, and king, correspond to the 12 months of the Gregorian calendar, or 12 zodiac signs in each year.
Have you lost interest, Jackson?
I know I have. 24, here you go, looks. Start with a full deck of cards without a joker and deal them all one by one into two piles and then put the second pile on the first pile and start over. Do this total of 24 times and the entire deck will be in the same order as if you started before you did. Why? Why is that a fact? That's not a fact. That's just bullshit.
Because mathematicians are boring.
52, there's...
Mathematicians are bored.
I meant to say bored.
But that was
pretty
boring.
And then I insulted an entire academic field.
Cards in a deck, 52 weeks in a year.
Hey, that's maybe.
And then there's like 365 again.
This
ace
is like
one,
the
9/11 jack 11, queen is 12. If you add them all up, you get 364 plus one for a joker is 365. But again, it comes.
Aren't there two jokers?
You fucking moron!
But that's what I was like. This is
fuck
like,
you!
Like, oh, 9/11 happened because the emergency thing is 911. And
oh,
blah, blah,
God.
In many ways, in many ways, these facts about the playing cards are similar to 9/11 conspiracies. Yeah,
they're correlated. But
no,
they're
in terms of just making leaps, yes, I agree.
Yes.
You just pick something that had 52 and went.
Exactly.
Four seasons. That's why there's four decks. Fuck off.
Yeah.
Bush did 9/11.
So those are my facts, quotation marks.
Yeah, he believes in his facts.
Of the deck of cards.
You got any history for us, Ali?
I don't. I have some movies, though.
Well, I did history.
Yeah, not even then, not well.
I did tarot cards.
Yeah. I think that most movies that have cards are almost always, with the exception of Alice in Wonderland, they're always casino movies.
House of Cards.
I have not seen that, and I said movies, not television.
The Card
shows.
King, 1997 classic about a man who...
Really?
...is a card.
Pulled you out on another thing. I was on board until you froze up.
I did.
If
I
you said it fluently, I'd be like, well, who's in
if
it?
I said, yeah, the 1997 classic where a man is a card, you would have been like, classic. Well, Kafka-esque.
Because right now, I'm the only one in this group that doesn't have access to the internet.
Correct.
So you could have been like, yeah, nah, it's got Kevin Bacon, McConaughey,
Kevin
Lindsay
Bacon,
Lohan,
Kevin
Dakota
Spacey.
Fanning, like people who weren't born yet. And I would be like, yeah.
Kevin Rudd.
Kevin James.
Kevin James.
Yeah. A lot of Kevins in that.
Is
Kevin
that
Sorbo. It was weird.
Kevin Heavy.
Yeah, very Kevin Heavy.
But
I appreciate it. No, I reckon. No, you're wrong. No, I'm calling bullshit.
Yeah.
Magicians. Fuck you.
Not all about
casinos.
Hold on. You did cut me off.
Yeah. I'll do it again. I'll do it now. You're wrong.
I hate everything about these guys. I hate it so much. Mm-hmm. Anyway, but yeah, the other thing is magicians. But
that's true.
Is there a movie that's just about card tricks? Because there's Now You See Me, my personal favorite.
Oh,
Mark Ruffalo, I love
horrible
you.
Film.
Okay.
Movie, you know, that's a film where it's like, we have a fucking twist in this bullshit film.
Oh my God.
And you see the twist and you're like, that's an odd twist. Let's watch that with a twist and it makes it worse.
Exactly. It's kind of like in The Sixth Sense,
Now
they
see
were
me
like...
Too?
Yeah.
Oh, I'm so happy.
Not happy.
I'm so happy because I know you're going to be so mad and we're going to go and see it.
Be kind of like if at The Sixth Sense they were like, Bruce Willis was a dog the whole time. You'd be like, I don't think he was.
No, I don't. No.
Like you say that, but like it just doesn't really follow.
Anyway, but magicians that only do card tricks.
Well, I think that'd just be a real boring movie.
Yeah.
Because let's be honest, card tricks, amazing when you see it done. But if you're like, I'm a magician, and you're like, what do you do? And you just say card tricks, boring.
Yeah.
Boring magician.
Like the
magician like code of conduct? Like there's a ranking. Card tricks down the bottom.
Mimes below card tricks. Magicians.
Naturally. Are they magicians? I thought they were just street performers.
They convince you that there's a big glass cage around.
So that's magic.
And that's magic to me.
And then there's what, if you saw a woman in half, is that
that's magic.
Is like escape artist the top or
no, like dirty, like Chris Angel mind freaking. That's the top.
Is he the one who disappears elephants?
Yeah.
Is he?
I don't know. Probably.
Trap door. Like it's always a trap door. I don't know that for sure.
David Copperfield?
Yeah.
I don't know. Who's Chris Angel?
Chris Angel mind freak. Tonight on NBC.
He's the one that is just
NBC or MTV?
Like, I'm sure he's a good sleight of hand person, but the way shit is filmed, because they cut away, it's clearly that you've just cut away.
Yeah.
Like, there was one which is kind of like, they've clearly got a bunch of extras. He's like, I am Chris Angel, mind freak, throws down like a smoke bomb. And then he just appears, like, and then the camera moves. They've cut it pretty good. The camera moves to this like building in Las Vegas or whatever. And he's just standing at the top of the tower, like, I'll be like, building, like, I'm Chris Angel. And he's like, and all the audience, like the extras, would be like, oh, he's amazing.
Like, no,
he's amazing. He's like, clearly, that is literally impossible.
Yeah.
There's a cut there. Fine, nah, sure.
Chris Angel, actual wizard.
Whatever.
What was that movie where they had the ultimate magician's act and they take the entire set onto a dock and then bring them back and they knock them all out with gas?
Sorry, what?
What is this? No, actually, that's familiar.
I think we watched it.
The Prestige?
No.
That's not that movie.
Nah, I love The Prestige.
I know the one you mean. They knock everyone out.
They do. I'm sure it's a comedy. Does it have Steve Buscemi in it? Teen heartthrob Steve Buscemi.
What fucking movie is this?
Wait, I know that film. Fuck.
I'm sure that we watched it like on television, like it was on in passing while we were waiting for something else.
I'm Googling this.
And it must have been the end. Check movies Steve Buscemi has been in.
Was it the Jim Carrey film? Where he plays
yes!
a...
Yes! It's coming back to me. Yeah, Jim Carrey.
Where he drills his own head?
Yeah, yeah, yeah. At the kid's birthday party and gives everyone puppies.
Fucking Incredible Burt Wonderstone.
Yeah.
That's
a terrible
right.
film.
That's right.
I'm 90s glad we got ass there.
I never
bad
watched
comedy.
The whole thing. That's why I couldn't remember. I was like, I know that. Who's Burt Wonderstone?
He's played by Steve Carell. One of those movies where the main character is like a real bad person. Like, not just like, oh, he's like got some work he needs to do. No, like he's a cunt. But then halfway through, he's just like, lol, sorry. And then the love interest is like, nah, Sik, I love you now. And the end.
That's beautiful.
Kind of a true love.
Rom-com.
Yeah, but it kind of, it's like not a rom-com. It's a 90s comedy. I think we're a bit cleverer with our comedies these days.
I should hope so, because it was a bad movie.
It's real bad. Jim Carrey in it, though. Fucking spectacular. Jim Carrey's amazing.
He does drill his own head, so.
I mean, not
in real life.
He's an anti-vaxxer, but apart from that.
Well, no, that's a shame. But hey.
Yeah. Anywho.
Cards in movies, they're always gambling.
All right, so if you were going to... No. If you were going to make a tarot film, how would we do this?
I'm sure there's...
Okay.
Probably already.
So I make it like... Shut up, Alex. So I make it like... like
man speaking.
Goofy ass... comedy, okay?
I hope it is Goofy, like the Disney character.
Make it a comedy about Goofy the dog. No, hang on. Now I've lost it.
It's about Goofy comedy. The dog.
All right, Goofy the dog. Goofy the dog gets given the tarot cards and they spell out certain doom. He will die in 10 days.
Uh-huh.
And so Goofy has to do everything within his power to not die. That's my tarot movie about
what happens
Goofy
at the
dog.
End. Or
he dies. He dies. Oh. You cannot escape fate.
That is the moral
enjoy,
we are teaching.
That is the moral. Look, children, some things are set in stone. You will die one day. That's the message of the movie.
I would have it being a comedy, though.
Yeah.
Very similar. Like, it's a sort of a little bit kind of serious, edgy kind of thing. And then it starts off being like, I'm going to draw. Like, they go to someone's tarot reading and they draw something. And then, like, his mate's there. He's like, nah. It picks up another card and draws it for him. He's doing that instead. He's like, what are you doing? And actually changes his fate.
Sort of like because originally
someone
I was going to say
this through, yeah.
Like a Will like Will Ferrell's Stranger Than Fiction.
Yeah.
You know, where somebody's writing a story that Will Ferrell is accidentally in. or on purpose then. But the same thing. So Will Ferrell gets a tarot reading, like, just normal one day, and like, oh, it all happens. And then he goes in and his friend maybe changes it. And, oh, what's Will Ferrell going to do?
It's like, you have the old crone being like, with this tarot, and then someone like a friend. Or like even the guy being, no, nah, I hate that. He grabs a card, shuffles him himself. I want that instead. And this and this. Now I'm good, right?
Exactly. She's like, oh, well, no.
Like, reads it, well, you have...
There's a rip in the universe. It's actually sucking up Iceland as we speak.
He can do it and, like, accidentally spell out his own death. That can be like the
whoopsie. Yeah.
It's just like, oh, no, oops, you've done something. See, I'm the best. No, you've doomed yourself. Sorry, what?
Uh-oh. And then he learns to not mess with fate, because we all die one day.
Because we're all just meat.
Coke's in a meat machine.
I'm so done.
Meat machine, Ali Kathleen.
Because I'm the only one when we get together who's semi-optimistic about the future. And then these guys
I'm
are
optimistic.
Like...
I just know that, like, we're all kind of worthless.
It's pretty good.
As he eats tiny marshmallows. He looks like a giant eating, like...
I am.
No.
I ruined somebody's camping trip. And on that note, I've been Jackson Bailey.
I've been Ali Kathleen.
And I've been Joel Zammit.
Thank you for playing cards.
We'll change your fate. Oh, you have a good card shuffle, Sam.
He really does.
Yeah.
If you think this show is worth at least a dollar, why not donate to our Patreon account? Follow the links on our website, sanspantsradio.com.